The story starts.
What hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting Mel Gibson because he's been working for a couple of years now trying to get production going on the sequel to The Passion of the Christ. So it's happening now. Mm-hmm. It looks like a date has been set to begin the filming in August at the Cinecittà Studios in Rome. It's going to be called The Resurrection of the Christ. They're also going to be filming in Matera along with other southern Italian rural locations. Seems Jim Caviezel is rumoured to be reprising his role as Jesus in the film, with a script by Gibson and screenwriter Randall Wallace that has been assembled from multiple drafts. And it's also been reported that it does not have a sort of linear narrative and it is expected to travel to other realms. And okay. Don't forget, I mean, the original Passion of the Christ was a huge success at the box office.
Yeah, it was. And he, as you say, he's been a long time trying to make the follow-up, so we'll keep an eye on that. Now, let's all go on Broadway, Gareth, with the big names. We've George Clooney in Good Night and Good Luck. We've Kieran Culkin in Glengarry Glen Ross, and then big name hitters in Othello doing well too.
Doing well, and they're all sort of, they've been all breaking sort of different box office records, you know. I mean, I think the George Clooney one made 3.3 million in a week alone, which is just incredible. Mm. I had a quick look at what a ticket might cost to go see Kieran Culkin in Glengarry. I mean, I was getting $600 for a ticket, and just about, because it was nearly sold out if you wanted to go towards the end of April. So very, very expensive to go. That's why probably they're making all these kind of record numbers. But Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are starring in Othello at the moment, which is doing very, very well. Also kind of sold out tickets for the likes of that. But it looks like it's going to be maybe turned into a movie as well, sort of following this. Oh. So Kenny Leon has been speaking about it. He's the director of the project. Now, the cast also includes Molly Osborne. But basically, yeah, they're talking about a film adaptation of it. Just, I think the kind of style that they're doing it in probably would lend itself. You know, Washington played Othello at 22 when he was studying in university. So here he is taking on the role again at 70, and they think they've sort of built his age into the take on the character and changing the nature of the adaptation slightly for it. So,
but those ticket prices, I mean, you said 600, I've seen 900 for Othello. Like, right. I don't know how anyone, well, there's only a certain amount of people can go and see it if you've that kind of money.
That's it. Yeah, it's mad money, isn't it?
Mad money indeed. But they're flocking in and they're making lots of money from it, that's for sure. Now, let's move to a wonderful filmmaker, Barry Jenkins. Always interesting to see what he is going to do next.
Yeah, and I like the sound of this. It seems he's come on board to direct Be My Baby. This is a biopic about legendary singer Ronnie Spector, which is set up at A24. So Spector grew up in Spanish Harlem, started the girl group The Ronettes with her older sister and her cousin. They were signed by the famously volatile record producer Phil Spector, and they had their breakthrough hit Be My Baby. Mm. She later married Spector, but then smartly fought for the rights of her music in the subsequent divorce that followed. And eventually she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So Zendaya has been attached to play Spector since late 2020, after the late Ronnie Spector handpicked her out as the sort of the best person to play her. So now I think this combination with Barry Jenkins in the director's chair, that makes it all a really exciting prospect.
It sure does. It sure does. That sounds great. And what's this about a bidding war?
A bidding war for a YouTube star and a very well-known novelist. So an eight-figure bidding war has broken out for the rights to a new thriller from this unlikely pairing, James Patterson and Mr. Beast, a.k.a. Jimmy Donaldson. Okay. So Patterson, who's kind of well-known for the likes of, you know, his novels Along Came a Spider, the Alex Cross novels. Mr. Beast, unbelievably popular on YouTube. He's got 378 million followers on YouTube. He's got numerous businesses as well. He has a Prime video series called Beast Games that did so well. It racked up 50 million views in 25 days. They are collaborating on a book. And it's said to be, the novel is said to be in the shades of sort of Squid Game. The logline for it reads, players fight to survive deadly tests held in dangerous locations around the world. world as they battle to become the one. It's out. The agencies have it out for the bidding rights, for the TV and film rights, and it seems that everybody wants a piece of it. So no doubt it's going to land somewhere, and we're going to see Mr. Beast moving into the world of movies.
Okay, very good. Now, news of the Sundance Film Festival, a little bit of a move happening.
Yeah, they had kind of put out that they were maybe looking for a new home, and yeah, they've decided that they have found a new home, with the event leaving its Park City, Utah home for over four decades. It's a huge blow to the area, really, when you think about it, and it's heading to Boulder, Colorado for the 2027 iteration.
Okay.
So Boulder beat out Cincinnati and Salt Lake City for the new 10-year contract with the festival. The move aims to ensure the future of the festival, which has seen a drop, actually, in attendance in recent years. And people were putting it down to it's very hard to get accommodation in Park City at the time because it's peak ski season as well. So prices had got astronomical. You know, there was things like only one flight a day leaving Los Angeles to go up to the area. So now to be serviced by Denver International Airport, which makes it easier. And they're talking to hotels as well. So it's all about being able to accommodate
people.
Okay. Yeah, so without these price surges that we've seen.
Now, David Lean, great director, being a celebrated at the IFI.
Yes, it is a lean season at the IFI, but actually it's a really good lean season because look at the body of work that they're going to be screening, which includes In Which We Serve, The Happy Breed, Blind Spirit, Brief Encounter, Great Expectations, Oliver Twist, The Passionate Friends and Madeleine. 70mm film will feature in part two. I wonder what they'll be screening in May on 70mm. If you're interested, go to ifi.ie/David Lean to get tickets to that, and they're projecting everything in 35mm.
Very good. Now, trailer watch.
Yeah, it's always a good day when a Paul Thomas Anderson movie is about to hit the big screen. We've been waiting for this trailer to land, and it has. And take a listen now to One Battle After Another.
And it's starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Steve Lockjaw used to attack my home, and I cannot remember for the life of my only child the answer to your question.
Maybe you should have studied the rebellion text a little harder.
I need to find my daughter.
Well, then call us back when you have the time.
Did you just...
My child comes from a whole line of revolutionaries. And you look so lost. What are you gonna do about this baby?
You know what freedom is?
What?
No fear. Go!
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio there in the new Paul Thomas Anderson. I'm not sure about the trailer, actually, Garrett. It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is hard to tell. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes you get all the best bits in a trailer and then the movie doesn't live up to
it. True.
And I think because of, I suppose, the style that it is, it's maybe hard to get it into a trailer. I'm certainly intrigued because you've got Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, Regina Hall also starring in this as well. It's about a group of former revolutionaries who reconnect to help their member Bob Ferguson, played by DiCaprio, find his daughter. It is the biggest budget that Paul Thomas Anderson has ever worked with. It's reported to be around $130 million. Now, I wasn't too mad about his last movie, Licorice Pizza.
No.
It did get three Oscar nominations though, but as a filmmaker, yeah, I really admire some of his films, so I really look forward to this. It's going to be out in September. They've pushed it back. It was going to be August, but they've pushed it into late September, which suggests they see it in the sort of awards contention field. So no, that will probably see it pop up in a festival as well or two over the summer.
Okay, that's One Battle After Another. Let's come to new releases in cinemas. We're going to begin with The End.
I'll never feel a storm blowing warm and wet. I'll never see the hills dark in silhouette.
I think I like her.
But you've never met anybody before. Try for me to
What if we just left this place?
There's nothing out there. You must be very brave, what you went through. We did everything to save you, if you only know.
Yeah, Garrett, interesting one. This, The End, pretty serious cast, but I mean, so unusual. It's sort of the end of the world, but it's going to be a musical.
a post-apocalyptic musical drama, just what you ordered. Yeah. Tensions arise within a group of survivors in an underground bunker after their lives are disrupted by the arrival of a stranger. You mentioned a great cast. You've got Tilda Swinton, Michael Shannon, George McKay, Brona Gallagher also starring in it. This was shot, you know, at Ardmore Studios.
Yeah.
And I had a look on IMDb. Something extraordinary. It's nothing to do with the film, really. No slight on the film. But there's a cast of 9 listed on IMDb. But do you know how many producers are listed?
Many?
62.
Wow.
62 producers. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I had to do a double check. So yeah, it's an amazing number of producers. And I mean, when you compare that to Wicked, which was nominated earlier this year, that had one producer. So
interesting trivia there. Yeah, I have yet to catch it, but it's sort of been described as a socially charged musical and everyone's saying it's going to become a cult classic. So that is the end. What else have we in cinemas?
We've got A Working Man. This is about Levin Cade, left behind a decorated military career in the Black Ops to live a simple life of working construction. However, when human traffickers kidnap his boss's daughter, his search to bring her home uncovers a world of corruption far greater than he could ever have imagined. Jason Statham leading this, with Michael Pena, David Harbour and Emmett J. Scanlon also starring in the movie. Action continues in Novocaine. This is Jack Quaid starring in this. When the girl of his dreams is kidnapped, every man Nate, played by Jack Quaid, turns his inability to feel pain into an unexpected strength.
Yes, and that is son of Dennis Quaid, of course, Jack Quaid.
Yes. Jack Quaid. We've got
an Irish one,
which we had as a trailer watch recently as well. So this is a low-budget Irish film, but it's set amid the barren landscape of post-famine Ireland. A father and daughter struggle to survive the brutal winter as caretakers of a remote mansion, only to be driven to the edge of sanity by the horrors lurking within. Has a real mood to it. That one. La Cucina, or The Kitchen, this is also released. Amidst the lunchtime rush at The Grill, a beloved Manhattan restaurant, a series of events threaten to bring the kitchen to a crashing halt in an adaptation of Arnold Wesker's acclaimed stage play. Two more to mention as well. Misericordia, this is returning to his late boss's funeral. Jeremy Stay with widow Martine becomes entangled in a disappearance, a threatening neighbour, and an abbot's shady intentions. That one played at the Cannes Film Festival. And then finally, The Woman in the Yard is about a lone spectral woman shrouded entirely in black, appears on a family's front lawn without explanation and warns them today's the day. But where did she come from?
Looks creepy.
The Woman in the Yard. That's your selection this week.
Yeah, you don't want to see The Woman in the Yard is the basic premise of that one. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, so we've gone with something light, nice comedy sort of drama.
Lovely.
It's about a widowed cleaning lady. Ada Harris fixates on a designer dress belonging to one of her clients. A war widow's pension and a windfall secure an airplane ticket to Paris. And Ada innocently gatecrashes the premiere of Dior's 10th anniversary collection. She winds up with a unique creation that requires an unexpected stay in the French capital. It stars Leslie Manville, Isabelle Huppert and Lambert Wilson. It's Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, and it's on Channel 4 tonight at 9:15.
And it is very enjoyable. Leslie Manville, always great. Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, as you say, Channel 4 tonight, 9:15. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.